Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Event cancellation and travel are some of the catch-all classes captured under inland marine insurance. And for the first time, pet insurance results have been specifically portioned out. Here to discuss a new report on the inland marine insurance segment are David Blades, Associate Director, and Christopher Graham, Senior Industry Analyst, both of AM Best Industry Research and Analytics Area. And so, Chris, what are we seeing in the way of results when it comes to pet insurance?
Good morning, John. Thank you for having me. So pet insurance, we have data through the third quarter of 2024, and we're seeing a little bit of a mixed bag. You know, some companies are having success with it, others not so much. We're able to dig a little bit deeper into some prior data based on being able to see that some of these companies that are writing pet insurance, that is their only coverage within the inland marine line. So we could use that to go back a little bit further. And we do see, you know, some companies writing pet insurance profitably, others struggling a little bit.
So how about some of the other classes that you're looking at, say travel? How are those segments doing?
So travel insurance was one of the coverages most heaviest hit with the pandemic in 2020. It was a twofold. People who had already booked travel started making claims for the cancellations. And then on the other side, you know, with less people making travel plans, there's less premium coming in. We're able to track that through, you know, what we know to be, some of the carriers that focus on travel. It may not be their only coverage, but we know they write a lot of it. And we are able to see that for the first time since the pandemic, in 2024, air travel, based on, you know, the number of passengers going through TSA, was higher than pre-pandemic level. So we're finally back to what we would say is like a full normal travel. As far as the results within the travel segment, we don't see that specifically, but we can infer from what we see with the rest of inland marine and how greatly inland marine as a whole was affected with event cancellations, that travel is doing pretty well right now.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
David, separating pet insurance out of the mix, how is inland marine as a whole doing these days?
Well, I think, you know, again, this being the first year that pet insurance is separated out, we looked at the results through the third quarter, and we see, as Chris mentioned, pet insurance from a direct loss ratio standpoint is actually a little bit higher. So when you look at the other inland marine lines and look at pet insurance, the fact that the pet insurance is actually trending a little bit higher, we think the other inland marine lines and inland marine overall has continued to be profitable, and we think that'll probably continue to be what we see through year end. I think if you look back over the last decade or so, the direct loss ratio for the inland marine line, again, all in, has been significantly better than that of the overall PC market. And I think we'll continue to see that. Like we said, now that we can separate out and look at pet insurance, that'll give us more that we can dig into. But overall, the results, you know, right now, I think inland marine will continue to be one of those steadier contributors to the overall property casualty industry.
Let's dig a little bit deeper into that. How do you expect inland marine to do through 2025?
So I think if you look at, you know, 10 of the last 11 years, the inland marine market on a net bottom line basis has generated net combined ratios and net profits that have been better than those of the overall PC industry. And I think that's, you know, it's likely that that's going to continue, even like we said, with pet insurance trending a little bit upward and it being 10%, I guess, of the overall inland marine market, you know, that might have caused a little bit of turbulence, but shouldn't be that much. I think we'll continue to see the net results for Inland Marine continue to be strong and to be, you know, although it's a relatively small line in the overall scheme in terms of looking at the property casualty industry, it should continue to be a positive contributor. Inland Marine, obviously, you know, it's really rooted in the movement and the transportation of goods and services. One of the things that we looked at through the third quarter was the U.S., you know, Freight Transportation Index. And from, I think, the end of the first quarter, you know, through the end of the year, we actually saw that index going up. So for if the, you know, the goods being transported, if we're seeing that index go up, and that has a positive impact overall on inland marine premiums, which it could have. And again, we'll see that through year end. That could also have a positive impact maybe on fourth quarter premiums, which could likely have a positive impact on bottom line results for 2024 by year's end.
Thank you, David. Chris.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
That was David Blades, Associate Director, and Christopher Graham, Senior Industry Analyst, both of AM Best Industry Research and Analytics Area. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.